Jess in with you this morning. Now, the Singleton Business Awards are not too far away and you need to get nominations in for businesses who you think deserve it to be recognised, and every business deserves to be recognised. In my humble opinion, to give us some more details, a member of the Singleton Business Chamber and manager of the event, Nat Hewitt, joins me this morning. Nat, how are you doing?
Good morning, Jess. It's great to be with you. I'm really well, thank you.
Now, the Singleton Business Awards have been going for 30 years now?
Over 30 years, yeah, in one way, shape or another. So we've had a few, I guess, names then, but definitely it's one of the most long-standing awards within the region, which we're really proud of.
And it's such a fantastic way to recognise the awesome businesses in Singleton, particularly over the last couple of years, who've been through so much.
Look, I think our hearts go out to anybody in business. Yeah, it's been pretty unprecedented. But we as a chamber recognise that the local business sector contributes so much to the economic and social well-being of our community. What a great opportunity then for the community now to recognise and reward, you know, those organisations and individuals who provide this excellent service to us.
And there are so many benefits to being a part of the Business Awards and nominating.
Oh, absolutely. So winning is wonderful. In my eyes, they're all winners. Anybody really who is in business is a winner because it's not the easy path. But yeah, some of the tangible benefits, even just for being nominated, it's, I guess, increasing your recognition as a brand, not just regionally but locally, because, you know, we do a lot of promotions, obviously. Thank you for having me today. But a lot of other chambers pick up our thread. So we've had so much feedback even from WA. So that's national, if you like. Well, the business is building a reputation for excellence within their industry and their community. So they're going to be seen as an industry leader. They then have that ability to benchmark their business against others in that same field. And what a great way to boost staff morale by even saying, hey, guys, we've been nominated, or we've won. How great is that?
Exactly. And you said that, you know, they get that national recognition, but I guess you also get the opportunity to be a part of other business awards like the Hunter Business Awards, for instance.
Absolutely. And we went down last November. So, yeah, very, very different 12 months that we've had. And Singleton Business Chamber. So, you know, we were thrilled to win that award. And we proudly represented everybody within our community that day, because we do what we do for our community and for our members. So I can speak, we were thrilled. We were yahooing. And we
as
had the
you
best
should
time.
Be. So, Nat, to nominate a business for the Business Awards or get in touch for more information, tell us the process and the best way to go about it.
Well, it's been splashed all over our social media page, so our Facebook page, but you can just head straight to the Singleton Chamber website, and from there you'll be able to click on the Singleton Business Excellence Awards. Now, you don't have to nominate in a certain category. We're more than happy to be able to help you through that process. The other thing is we've really looked at the awards themselves, and we've tried to streamline the questions. We don't want this to be an onerous process. It's a great opportunity for you to review where your business is heading. But if you need a hand, that's what we're here for. So please reach out, contact Darlene at the Chamber. You know, she's readily available, or one of us on the committee, to talk you through this. So we're encouraging businesses not to let this opportunity slip by. Have a look at some of the videos as well that we've put up during the past 2 weeks. They're from our winners from 2020. And you can see they were shocked, but absolutely thrilled. So if that's not enough to motivate you, I don't know what is.
Exactly right. Nat, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Lovely catching up with you.
Thanks for the time, Jess. Have a great day.